Pride. Pride is in much of this country is in June, in Halifax is in July. And that, I think, is a good thing, because if you add up June and July, it gives us way more time for more events here. Dan McKay is going to be on hand here in Studio A to tell us about a few of the many, many, many things on his calendar at the Halifax Rainbow Encyclopedia. Dan McKay is the publisher of the Halifax Rainbow Encyclopedia, and it is Pride time. Dan, do we need any more introduction than that for you?
I don't think so.
No, that works?
Yeah.
Now, you told Alex Mason, you're talking to Alex, you said, I have never seen anything like the number of events and listings available as this year.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of June, we had, well, we managed the, a couple of people volunteered to help keep that big list of events up to date, because it doesn't happen by itself. And I was talking, in chat with one of the other people who maintain it. And I said, "Wow, we've got about 60 events here for June. This is amazing. It's mind-boggling." He goes, "No, we don't. I just added five. We now have 71 events."
What?
And there were between 70 and 80 events in June, which is more than, I mean, probably less than during a Pride festival of a couple of years ago, you know, pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
But way more than we've ever had outside of a Pride
festival. But this
Pride
is like
festival.
Pre-Pride in Nova Scotia, right?
Well, this is just it. I mean, one of the things that happens, of course, is back in February or so, we warned people that this Pride was going to be a little bit of a do-it-yourself thing. And people really took that to heart.
Yeah.
And they said, the Halifax traditional Halifax Pride time was in July for quite good reasons, but the real Pride month traditionally celebrated all around the world is June, because it started with an event that Stonewall was in June. And so anyway, June was absolutely packed with events. We've got another 10 or 11 days in June and dozens and dozens and dozens of events for that. And July is looking like it's going to be quite the circus as well. So we've got the big events board is just packed full of stuff.
I want to get into the events in a second, but I do want to ask you just about, because you said it's a DIY kind of Pride this year here on the East Coast. How has that, you said, and it's turned out to be a good thing. How so? How's it manifested?
Well, this is one of the reasons that I wanted myself and the other team on the events board to be extra diligent, because this is how people are coordinating, right? You take a look and say, gee, I want to do an event on June 22nd. You bring up the board and you say, oh, there's already six events on June 22nd. Maybe I'll do it on June 23rd instead.
Yeah.
In fact, we just had someone doing that today with a youth and elder storytelling salon in July. It's like, what day are we going to do it on? Well, and it turns out, what if we did it on the same day as another event in downtown Dartmouth? Because it's going to be at Christ Church in downtown Dartmouth. It's like, yeah, those two things will work together. So that kind of coordination. So we've got crowdsourced events, and we've got crowdsourced coordination of the events. And so I don't know. It's the other fun thing, Jeff, is that for years you have heard people say, oh, Pride has gotten too commercial. It's too big. It's too organized. Well, you know what?
Grassroots.
Everybody got their wish this year, and it's working out pretty well. We've just got so much stuff to do. Plus, we have a Pride parade or two, which we can talk about later.
Yeah, and I want to start, though. I want to talk about the gay and drag queen wrestling that's happening at Pier 21 at the museum. Should we start there, or is that a good one to end on?
We can't. I don't know anything about it. One of my friends just said, "Welcome to Canada. You're going to have to wrestle this drag queen first, and then you can tackle a lumberjack."
How awesome! How awesome would it be if that was immigration?
So I don't know. People are going to have to go to the events listing and then flip over to whatever the event is for that. I didn't add it to the board. Someone else did. So I don't know. It's just such, it's one of the more bizarre things that I've heard really in my life.
I think it's one of those things that all you need to know really is gay and drag queen wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you don't need anything explanation-wise beyond that. What do you want to talk about? What are some of the other things that are happening?
Well, one of the things that's happened in the last few months is just this spectacular number of drag shows that have happened.
Yeah.
And you know that we've, all over North America, we've seen pushback against various kinds of drag shows, but before that happened, in Halifax anyway, and I don't have any perspective on other cities, we started getting just amazing numbers of drag shows, right? There was a day in June that had four drag shows. There's another one in July that has four drag shows at four different venues.
Yeah.
There's lots of days that have two and three. I don't know what's going on with that either. What I would like is if someone listening has some insight into it and would like to explain it to me and write about it for Waves readers, I would love to publish that.
Brilliant.
Just talk to some drag queens and say, why is this? What is this abundance? Because it's an amazing thing that's going on. So there's that. The dual pride parade on Sunday, July 23rd,
Parade is on, it's Sunday this year, not the Saturday, right?
That's right. And it's on Sunday for a variety of reasons. Yeah. One of them being that the Saturday, the day before, is the closing ceremonies for the North American Indigenous Games. And obviously those are two big events and, you know, we can move the Pride Parade. At the same time, local drag queen and entertainer Rouge Vitale has organized a walk in North End Dartmouth called a stroll in Ocean Breeze. And so that'll be going on too. The timing of those is very slightly different, but mostly people are probably going to have to choose. And there's a hockey game going on that day as well, and a drag show.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, I understand there's a musical opening. Gary Williams is happening, and a lot of events happening at the Halifax Public Library.
Yeah, musical theater. People who have been involved with musical theater in Halifax know the name of Gary Williams very, very well. He's co-writer of this new thing that's opening called Rain on the Parade. No. Rain on the Parade, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that opens tonight. It's on... No. Opens tomorrow night and is on for the next few days at Neptune.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And the Halifax Library, again, responding, I think, to the not so much organization from Halifax Pride itself, really laid on with events this month. There were, I didn't count, there were 15 or 20 events, including one tomorrow night that I'm involved with, the History and Archives Cafe. And this isn't a lecture. This is not stand at the front and talk. This is I've hauled a bunch of stuff out of the archives for people to look at and grab. These are all spare materials of the archives, so people can touch
them. What kind
of
stuff are we talking about, Dan?
Old magazines, buttons. One of the researchers that I was working with, is a young person. He was 21 or 22 years old, and had no experience at all with his activism from the 1970s and 1980s.
Oh, yeah.
And we brought out these buttons, and they're like, wow, these are amazing. Can I reproduce these? And so I'm like, you can do anything you want with them. And so we're going to have
fantastic.
A bunch of buttons for people to pick up. Old magazines from the early 70s, mid-70s, late 70s. And music, live music, and coffee, and refreshments has been promised by the library, which I'm looking forward to. And we'll have a couple local writers signing books as well, history books. We'll have
We're
going to have Rebecca Rose, who wrote Before the Parade, history. And we're going to have Lynette Richards, who wrote this fantastic graphic novel, speaking of graphic novels, about a sailor on the SS Atlantic.
Yes, a trans sailor.
So she'll be there as
well.
Yes, exactly.
And there's a market, right? Sunday, Queer Arts and Crafts Market?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's this Sunday, yep.
Now, I'm interested in this. This is something, this reminds me of my time on As It Happens, because Karoloff could not resist a story that had a penis in it. Honestly, she just loved, I don't know, for some reason, and as it happens as a program as well, just had a fascination with the phallus. But
well, I mean, who doesn't?
Perhaps not. And Alex sent me a photograph, or you sent Alex Mason a photograph, who then sent it on to me, a grainy photograph of a man standing on a wooden stool. Looks like he's on a building here in maybe Halifax.
He's on top of the Roy Building.
Okay.
That building behind him is the Royal Bank on George Street.
Great. And he's peering at what appears to be a 3 meter tall penis.
Yes, made of plywood.
Made of plywood.
My partner.
Please tell me he wasn't the model.
Norval helped build that back in the 1970s.
Okay. What and what's the story with the penis?
The artist is
Jim
McSwain.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's been making art of every possible kind since the early 70s. Art of every possible kind, and some non-queer, but mostly queer, since the early 70s. And this is just one of many, many things in his repertoire. So he was involved with Center for Art Tapes. They worked with videotape in the 1970s, which was grainy. That's why that picture looks like that. And I suspect it was a video of Jim taking that penis, which came apart and folded up, to a variety of public locations in Halifax and taping it sitting there, I think.
Huh.
I've never seen the video, but it might be on this Friday because there's a Jim McSwain.
Archival.
There's a Jim McSwain event, a party for him as one of the events for the Halifax Independent Film Festival. So again, that's on this is on the events page. So that event might be there. There's another movie coming up for about Jim as well, called Celestial Queer, and that'll be out later on this year, we hope.
Is everything that you know of, are they all largely metro, or do you know of things happening outside the HRM?
Oh, there's a ton of stuff going on outside HRM. If people want to just Google up Atlantic Canada Prides, they'll get a page published by Waves. That's all the prides and all the dates in Atlantic Canada. The highlights for that... Claire on the French Shore is not having a pride parade. There's this Acadian thing called Tantamara, normally on August 15th, Canzou. But they're having a Tantamara de Fierté on June 27th. And that will be followed by this amazing new film called Y'a une étoile, which is my partner translator says, it means there's a star for everyone. To me, it's referring to the star. There is a star. It's referring to the star on the Acadian flag.
When I mentioned
that, he's like, no, you're reading too much into it. But who knows? Anyway, Y'a une étoile is opening in Dieppe, New Brunswick, this Friday, and it'll be opening in Nova Scotia at the Clare Pride event on June 27th. Bridgewater, is having their first Pride festival. And the Elderberries is organizing carpooling for people from Halifax to go down there, so that as many people can go to that and support it and have fun as possible.
What date is that?
Bridgewater's Pride Parade is on Sunday, June 9th. The next day, on the Monday, Mahone Bay is hosting a queer elders. Yeah. Salon of some kind, which I might go to as well.
For Bridgewater's Pride, you just said June 9th. You mean July 9th?
I'm sorry,
July 9th. Okay,
yes,
good. Because I was going to say, we missed that. It's so crowdfunded. It seems like, man, people just, this community, this is the community doing Pride this year.
Exactly. Yep, very much. And people are saying, you know, we're going to fill a space. We're going to fill a void, and we're going to do it with fun and aplomb and pull out all the stops.
Now, do you think you've got a new model here, Dan? Do you like the way this has come together? Because it is, if things come from the community, you're getting a little something by everyone for everyone?
Well, in past years, Halifax Pride has been pushing in that direction. And so one of the many things that Pride has been doing is encouraging communities and community organizers to do their own thing. And the way they were doing this is giving out tiny amounts of money to individual organizers to do their own events. And you can see that this is a pretty cool way to kind of wean people away from one giant kind of, central thing of we're going to do everything to, the one particular organization, you're going to do your thing and we're going to coordinate it. So we're kind of following on something that's followed from previous years. I don't know. To me, it seems like a much more stable model, and it also, by definition, is a model that is going to get people things that they want, because these are things that that are driven entirely by groups themselves.
And it seems robust as well, that in that, you know, if you feel like you do it this year, next year, whatever, and then don't feel it like the year after, there's going to be someone to take the place, and you're not going to get the burnout in the center.
Well, there's no question that this year it's robust, there's good follow through from year to year, and there's an evolution there, right? Because we can see that something that someone does this year, maybe someone else is going to do something slightly different next year, and so it's, you know, there's no incentive for Pride to do the same thing every year.
And how are people feeling? I know we've been seeing that, you know, in some places it's been a trying time. Mm-hmm. It's been a trying time. The last time you were in here, we were talking about hate, I guess, you know, and how I know in some spaces, in some places, there's been some anxiety around Pride this year with the destruction of flags. Are people, it sounds like here, people are feeling good, like people are feeling proud.
They are, no question. However, you know that every organizer of every event has in the back of their mind, you know, what are going to be the security elements of this event, what is going to be the what if, and that's just one more element when you're organizing an event. What's going to be the what are going to be the fun pieces, and what are the pieces that we're going to do to make this accessible, and what are the things that we're going to do to make this safe?
Dan, thank you so much for this. It would be great to check back in since we've got another 6 or 7 weeks of Pride.
Absolutely. Yeah. This year's Pride Month is about 8 weeks long, as far as I can tell.
Perfect. Dan, thank you for this.
My pleasure.
Dan McKay is a publisher of the Halifax Rainbow Encyclopedia. He will be back. In the meantime, find an article about Pride events at waves.ca, and waves is WAYVES. And here are a few details on some of the things Dan spoke about in there. The Jim McSwain retrospective is happening 6:30 p.m. Friday at Lighthouse Arts Center. The Gay and Drag Queen Wrestling at the Canadian Museum of Immigration is happening on July 14th. It is called Glory Hold Pro Wrestling 2.0, and the musical Rain on the Parade from award-winning playwright Evan Brown and award-winning composer Gary Williams is going to be happening tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at Neptune Scotiabank Theatre. Again, all those details and too many more for us to get into one conversations are at waves.ca. Waves, again, WAYVES.ca.